This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Parliament holding deliberations on government's annual policies and programs. Speaker Devraj Ghimire directs government to investigate Nepali students' death at Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology in Odisha, India. One person killed in bus accident in Dhankuta. 13 others injured, 4 in critical condition, and at least 10 people killed as tourist boats capsized in China. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives has begun discussions on the government's annual policy and programs for the upcoming fiscal year, starting from today. President Ramchandra Podal on Friday had presented the government's policies and programs to the joint session of the Federal Parliament. According to Padma Prasad Pandey, General Secretary of the Federal Parliament, announced amendments rather submitted by lawmakers will also be presented and discussed in the House. Today's meeting of the House of Representatives began at 11 a.m. while discussions on the policy and program had already started in the National Assembly on Sunday. The National Assembly is also continuing the discussion in its meeting today. Meanwhile, Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Ghimire has directed the government to uncover the truth behind the death of Nepali student Prisa Sai at the Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIIT, in Odisha, India. During an emergency session of the House of Representatives today, lawmakers raised concern over the death of Nepali student. In response, Speaker Ghimire urged the government to initiate high-level diplomatic dialogue with India and provide legal support to the victim's family. Speaker Ghimire also stressed the need for long-term policy measures to ensure the safety of Nepali students studying overseas. Nepali student Prisa Sai was found dead in her college hostel on Thursday, just 3 months after the death of another Nepali student, Prakriti Lamsal, at the same institution. One person was killed and 13 others were injured when a bus met with an accident near Jero Point in Dhankuta this morning. 4 of the injured are reported to be in critical condition. The police have identified the deceased as 73-year-old Krishna Kumari Rai Vuzel of Dhankuta Municipality 6. According to the District Police Office Dhankuta, the bus was en route from Dharan to Bhojpur via Dhankuta when it met with the accident around 10:15 a.m. All the injured were immediately rescued and taken to the district hospital. Police have transferred the critically injured to Dharan for treatment. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podal has held consultations with ruling party Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa regarding the upcoming fiscal year's budget. Finance Minister Podal visited Leader Dewa's residence in Buranilkunta this morning to discuss key aspects of the budget preparation. During the meeting, Nepali Congress President Dewa advised the government to formulate a budget that ensures maximum utilization of available resources considering the current economic situation of the country. Tree felling work has gained momentum for the construction of a dry fort at Dodhara Chadari Municipality 1 in Kanchanpur. Engineer Anish Casey of the Nepal Intermodal Transport Development Committee informed that the felling began a week ago and so far 500 trees have been cut. He added that nearly 1600 trees would be removed from the project. The dry port is being developed under a memorandum of understanding signed between the Government of Nepal and the Government of India on June 1st in 2023. The project is receiving both financial and technical support from India. Stakeholders have emphasized the need to develop the Muktinath area into a comprehensive religious tourism destination. Chief District Officer Bishnu Prasad Bhusal said efforts would be made to encourage longer stays for tourists visiting the Muktinath temple. Earlier, an 11-member team led by CDO Bhusal visited the Muktinath area to explore opportunities for promoting tourism, religious tourism rather. According to Vishal, a trekking route of about 4 kilometers is needed to connect 3 key religious heritage sites in the area. A team also conducted a preliminary feasibility study to link alternative religious sites with tourism development. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 10 people have died and 70 others have been hospitalized after strong winds caused 4 tourist boats to capsize in southwestern China. The BBC cited China's state media reports as saying sudden strong winds caused the boats to capsize in a river in Jinshi City in Guizhou on Sunday, leading 84 people to fall into the water. The incident occurred as China celebrated the tail end of its week-long May Day holiday, a peak season for travel. Chinese President Xi Jinping had earlier urged all-out efforts in the search and rescue. President Xi noted that other similar accidents had taken place recently and stressed the importance of strengthening safety measures. Sunday's incident comes just 2 months after 11 people were killed in another accident when a passenger boat struck an industrial vessel in China's Hunan province. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will hit movies made in foreign countries with 100% tariffs as he ramps up trade disputes with nations around the world. The BBC cited leader Trump as saying he was authorizing the U.S. Department of Commerce and Trade representative to start the process to impose the levy because America's movie industry was dying a very fast death. He blamed a concerted effort by other countries that other incentives to attract filmmakers and studios, which he described as a national security threat. U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick responded to the latest announcement, saying they are on it. But the details of the move are unclear. Trump's statement did not say whether the tariff would apply to American production companies producing films abroad. The Israeli military has begun calling up tens of thousands of reservists to intensify and expand its operation in Gaza. According to the BBC, the Israeli Defense Force had said it was increasing the pressure with the aim of returning hostages held in Gaza and defeating Hamas militants. Critics say the recent military offensive after a ceasefire broke down has failed to guarantee the release of captives and question Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's objectives in the conflict. Under the plan, the military said it would operate in new areas and destroy all infrastructure above and below ground. Israeli media report that the Israeli Security Cabinet has approved the renewed military expansion in Gaza, but reports suggest it would not happen until after U.S. President Donald Trump's trip to the region next week. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces and a hilly region of the rest of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also possibilities of light snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Parliament holding deliberations on government's annual policies and programs. Speaker Debraj Ghimire directs government to investigate Nepali students' death at Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology in Odisha, India. One person killed in bus accident in Dhankuta, 13 others injured, 4 in critical condition, and at least 10 people killed as tourist boats capsized in China. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.